الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Amma ba'd. As to what proceeds. Respectful brothers and sisters in Islam, today's khutbah is with regards to Miftah al-Jannah, the key of paradise. Al-Imam Wahb ibn Munabbih, who was the senior student of Imam Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, states, somebody came to him and he asked a question. So qala Wahb ibn Munabbih liman sa'alahu, alaysa la ilaha illallah miftah al-jannah? Qala bala. So a man came to Wahb ibn Munabbih and he asked him, isn't la ilaha illallah the key to paradise? So Imam Wahb ibn Munabbih responded back by saying, without any doubt, walakin ma min miftahin illa walahu asna. But he said, but every single key has its ridges or its teeth. فَإِنْ جِئْتَ بِمِفْتَاحٍ لَهُ أَسْنَانُ فُتِحَ لَكَ وَإِلَّا لَمْ يُفْتَحْ لَكَ. So he said that if you come with the key that has the right ridges and the teeth, then that door will open for you. And if you do not have the right ridges, then the door will not open for you. This narration was reported by Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih Ta'liq, known as Sahih al-Bukhari. So the key to paradise is La ilaha illallah. The first issue which needs to be clarified to all the Muslim brothers and sisters is with regards to the translation of La ilaha illallah. When you see many Muslim brothers and sisters, when they give da'wah, or when they talk about al-Islam, sometimes they are talking to those who are not Muslims, such as Christians or Hindus, and sometimes they are conversing with those who are Muslims. And when they talk about La ilaha illallah, it can be noted that many of them cannot even translate La ilaha illallah correctly into the English language. And this is something which is known, as one of the great scholars of the last century, Al-Imam Abdul Rahman ibn Yahya al-Mu'allimi al-Yamani rahimahullah, he said, for the one who cannot translate La ilaha illallah correctly in his language, then he cannot be upon La ilaha illallah. So we find many Muslims, Muslim brothers and sisters, that when they translate the key of paradise, La ilaha illallah, in the English language, they say that the translation is that there is no God but Allah, or there is no God except Allah. This is an incorrect translation of La ilaha illallah. This is not how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, and this is not the meaning of La ilaha illallah. As the correct translation of La ilaha illallah, as we know that the word that La ilaha illallah starts with a negation, a nafi, which is nafiul jits, which negates everything that is worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second word which is used is ilah. Ilah is from the root word in the Arabic language, from min alaha ya'luhu ala wazli nasara yansuru wa abada ya'budu. And they say, all the scholars of the Arabic language, the imams of the Arabic language, such as Al-Firozabadi, Majduddin Al-Firozabadi, and Sahib al-Lisan al-Arab, they say that ilah in the Arabic language means ma'luh, which means ma'bud, meaning the one that is worshipped. Regardless of the one that is being worshipped, may be a bean, or a stone, or a tree, or anything that is worshipped, in the Arabic language is known as ma'lum. And ilah, in the Arabic language here, for those who know about the Arabic language, is ismu fa'il, the doer, bima'na maf'ul, bima'na ma'lum wa ma'bud, which means a guide. The most correct translation for the word ilah in the English language is a guide, not God. God has an entry in the English language as being a supreme being, and it also has a female gender, such as goddess, or godfather, or godmother. And such words cannot be used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ta'ala Allah wa amma yasifu. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted with what they ascribe to. So the correct translation for the word ilah in the English language is, or the closest, is deity. And as we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a deity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is worshipped. And we also have those who are worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the Christians who worship Isa alayhi salam. We have the Hindus who worship millions of gods. They worship everything that moves. So what is the difference between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what is the difference between those deities that are worshipped other than Allah? The difference between the two is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped upon the truth, upon haqq. And everything else that is worshipped upon batil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Makkah, and when he entered inside the Kaaba, he recited this ayah, and then he demolished all the idols that were present within the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he cleansed the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and returned it back to its original state, as it was during the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. So the correct translation for La ilaha illallah in the English language is that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah, except Allah. So anybody who translates La ilaha illallah as there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, he has still made an error. It is very important that when you translate La ilaha illallah, you say that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth, because everything else that is worshipped upon batil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped upon the truth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be worshipped. Everything else that is worshipped other than Allah, they are worshipped, or it is worshipped upon batil. So this is with regards to the translation of La ilaha illallah. That La ilaha illallah, as mentioned by Wahab ibn Munabbih, is the key to the key of paradise. If you do not have the key of paradise, you will not be able to enter paradise. Miftahul Jannah. The next issue which needs to be discussed is that some Muslims, they fall into an error where they believe that if you were to utter La ilaha illallah, if you were to say La ilaha illallah, then you will enter Jannah, regardless of what you do. And they base this false, or you can say, incorrect understanding based upon an authentic hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min abdin qala la ilaha illallah, thumma mata ala dhalik illa dakhala al-jannah." That there is no slave, if he was to say la, except that if he was to say la ilaha illallah, and then he was to die upon this, then he would enter into Jannah. So some people use this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ by saying that if anybody says La ilaha illallah, then they will enter Jannah, regardless of what they believe. This is incorrect, because if this was how they understand it to be, then even those who don't believe in Allah and Allah's Messenger, if they were to state or to say this statement, then they would enter Al-Jannah, which is not the belief of any Muslim. So this is incorrect. What is correct is, as Wahab ibn Munabbih said, that La ilaha illallah is the key to paradise. But this key has its ridges. These ridges are known as the shurut, or the conditions. Or they are known as the pillars. When that key has its ridges, its pillars, and its conditions, then the Muslim will enter into paradise. So if you have a key, and you do not have its ridges, you do not have its correct teeth, then when you try to open the lock, when you try to open the door will not open. So in the very same way, If a person says that he believes in La ilaha illallah, which is the key to paradise, but he does not fulfill the conditions, the shurut of La ilaha illallah, then he will not enter paradise. So in other words, it is obligatory upon every single Muslim, before they learn how to pray, before they learn anything about Islam, that they learn about La ilaha illallah and its conditions. Because as we know, that the first pillar in Islam is shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadur Rasul. That to testify that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except Allah. And that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what are these conditions? The conditions of la ilaha illallah can be found in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are seven conditions. There are seven conditions of La ilaha illallah. For the one who wants the key of paradise, and he wants to have the correct ridges and teeth, then it is obligatory upon him to know these seven conditions and to implement them in his or her life. So what's the first condition of La ilaha illallah? The first condition of La ilaha illallah is al-ilm. The first condition is al-ilm, knowledge. And the opposite of knowledge is ignorance. So the first obligation upon every single Muslim is to have knowledge with regards to La ilaha illallah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Muhammad, ayah number 19, where he says, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'lam. أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That know, O Muhammad, that indeed there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except Allah. And a hadith reported by Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, al-Khalifatul Rashid, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ جَنَّةً رواه مسلم. That Uthman ibn Affan said that the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever dies having knowledge of La ilaha illallah will surely enter paradise. So the first thing is that we need to learn about La ilaha illallah. We need to have knowledge about La ilaha illallah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he taught the companions the meaning of La ilaha illallah, the importance of La ilaha illallah, which is the key of paradise, Miftahul Jannah, for 13 years. For 13 years, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to give da'wah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal any Islamic injunctions, except for salah. That the whole focus of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wah was to teach the people the true meaning of Miftahul Jannah, which is the key of paradise, to teach them and educate them and cultivate them that they have knowledge of La ilaha illallah. And this is what we find, that this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when a person has knowledge, al-ilm, and the opposite of al-ilm is al-jahl, that his ignorance is removed. So when a person has knowledge of La ilaha illallah, then he is no longer ignorant about La ilaha illallah. And when he has knowledge of La ilaha illallah, then we move on to the second condition of La ilaha illallah. The second condition of La ilaha illallah is that when he has knowledge, then he moves to the stage of al-yaqeen. And yaqeen, al-yaqeen, is certainty, which negates doubt. The opposite of al-yaqeen is ash-shak, to have doubt. That's why you find many Muslims, unfortunately today, in the society that we live in, that if anybody was to come to them about doubts about Islam, they become deluded and they become misguided very quickly. The reason for this is, firstly, they don't have knowledge. If they had knowledge of La ilaha illallah, then nobody could misguide them after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed guidance for them. And after having knowledge, if they had yaqeen. Yaqeen means that no doubt can come to you. And this is that the person who believes in La ilaha illallah, he pronounces it with his tongue. When he says La ilaha illallah, with certainty of what these words indicate. So when he says La ilaha illallah, he has the yaqeen of the meaning of La ilaha illallah. with a decisive certainty. That his certainty is decisive. There is no room for any doubt. This is since Iman cannot do without certain knowledge. So the person who wants to have Iman, then Iman is not possible without certain knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Hujurat, ayah number 15, when he talks about the believers, when he says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. That only those are the believers who have believed in Allah and His Messenger, and after that, they have not doubted. That they have not doubted after they believed in Allah and Allah's Messenger. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, that the Prophet ﷺ said, أَتَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ The Prophet ﷺ said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَا يَلْقَى اللَّهَ بِهِمَا عَبْدٌ غَيْرَ شَاكِدٍ فَيُهْجَبُ عَنِ الْجَنَّةِ I testify, the Prophet ﷺ himself is saying, I testify that there is no deity worthy of worshipping truth except Allah. I testify to La ilaha illallah. And that I am the messenger of Allah. There is no slave of Allah who meets Allah with these two testifications. Shahadat La ilaha illallah. Wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Not doubting in them except that he enters paradise. So the person who is not doubtful with regards to La ilaha illallah, he has yaqeen of La ilaha illallah, then this person will surely enter paradise. So these were the first two conditions of La ilaha illallah. In my second khutbah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I shall continue and complete the remaining five. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respectful brothers and sisters in Islam, when a Muslim has knowledge of La ilaha illallah, and then he has yaqeen, certainty with regards to La ilaha illallah, when he has knowledge, this negates ignorance. When he has yaqeen, certainty, then this negates doubt. So after he has knowledge, after he has yaqeen, the third condition is al-qabool. Acceptance. Acceptance of what this statement necessitates is with the heart and the tongue. That he accepts everything that Allah and Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have ordained in his heart upon his tongue. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Yunus, ayah number 103, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كَذَلِكَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ That we save our messengers and those who believe. Thus, it is incumbent upon us to save the believers. So with regards to the third condition is that you accept. You accept everything that has come from Allah and Allah's Messenger. After you have knowledge, after you have certainty, you accept everything that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have qabool, you have acceptance. And the opposite of al-qabool is al-rad, rejection. So you accept everything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. Whether you understand its wisdom or you don't, you accept it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained us to pray five times a day, we accept this. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon us that we fast during the month of Ramadan, then we accept this. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that we wipe on top of our socks, then we accept this. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that when we make Hajj, we go around the Kaaba 7 times, and when we do Safa and Marwa 7 times, the Muslim accepts this. That he reaches the level of acceptance. That he accepts everything that comes from Allah and Allah's Messenger. The fourth condition of La ilaha illallah, after he has al-ilm, knowledge, after he has yaqeen, which is certainty, after he has al-qabool, which is acceptance, then comes the fourth condition, which is al-inqiyad, which is submission and obedience. Submission and obedience to what La ilaha illallah requires, and that it negates disobedience. Al-inqiyad means to obey Allah and Allah's Messenger by acting. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 54, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And turn in repentance and in obedience with true faith to your Rabb and submit to Him. So sufficient al-inqiyad, that the Muslim now, after having knowledge, after having certainty, after having acceptance of everything that Allah has ordained, he starts to be submissive. He acts everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him. He abstains from everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbade him. So this is with regards to the fourth condition. The fifth condition is sidq. Sidq is that he is truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sidq negates lying al-kadib. Sidq means to be truthful. That you are truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he utters with his tongue that which is in his hearts. As we know that during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a group of people who manifested that they were Muslims, but they were not Muslims. They were hypocrites, al-munafiqun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to them in Surah Al-Fatih, ayah number 11, where he says, يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say with their tongues what is not in their hearts. So that you are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe with your heart. You testify with that which you believe in your heart upon your tongue, and then you act upon it. So it is not sufficient just to say that you believe. And you have many Muslims who say, you know, my heart is clean. Khalas, as long as my heart is clean, I can do whatever I want. It doesn't matter. Brother, as long as your heart is clean, khalas. Khali wali everything else. It doesn't matter the beard, doesn't matter about what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it doesn't matter about all these issues. The heart, as long as your heart is clean. This is not sin. The sidq is that when your heart is truthful with what you believe, it will be manifested in your actions. This is true sidq. That the result of your truthfulness will be in the fruits of your actions. And like I said, that before this condition came the condition of al-inqiyad, which is submission and obedience. That the Muslim tries to obey Allah and Allah's Messenger to the best of his ability. So we find Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu narrates in a hadith reported by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, with regards to sidq. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ahadin yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad rasulullah sidqan min qalbi illa harramahu Allahu 'ala an-nar." That there is no one who testifies with regards to la ilaha illallah, that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except Allah, and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger, truthfully from his heart, except that Allah makes the hellfire haram upon him. That the nar, the hellfire, will be haram upon the one who is truthful with his heart, that he believes in Allah and Allah's messenger. The sixth condition, so the person who now has al-ilm, knowledge, he has yaqeen, which is certainty, he has qabool, which is acceptance. He has al-inqiyad, which is submission. He has as-sidq, which is truthfulness. Then comes the sixth condition, which is al-ikhlas. And al-ikhlas means sincerity. Al-ikhlas means sincerity, which is sidqun niyyati ma'allah. To be truthful in your intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite of al-ikhlas is as-shirk, associating partners with Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. That they have not been commanded except, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, that they make ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُخْلِصِينَ, sincerely to Him with regards to the deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, which has been reported by Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih, where he said, أَسْأَدُ النَّاسِ شَفَاعَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. That the most happiest of all people, the most happiest and fortunate amongst the people on the day of judgment, with regards to me interceding for them, with regards to being worthy of my intercession, is the one who said La ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would intercede for that person. If you are sincere in your heart with regards to La ilaha illallah, as'adun nas, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would intercede for you. And the last condition is al-muhabbah, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving Allah's messenger. That you love Allah and Allah's messenger more than you love your children, more than you love your mother and your father. In fact, even more than you love your own self. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the disbelievers, or those who associate partners with Allah, the mushrikun. Allah says with regards to them in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 165, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And from amongst the people who have taken deities other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنْدَادًا, they have made equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love their deities as though, as one loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who believe in Allah, their love is greater and more severe than their love. Meaning that when you make a comparison for the one who loves their deities, so you have the Buddhists who love, who worship Buddha, and you have the Hindus who worship their idols, and you have the Christians who worship Isa alayhi salam, and they worship the Holy Spirit, and they worship the Virgin Mary. When you see all of them, that they love these deities as one should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their love is greater than their love in comparison. So that a Muslim should have love for Allah and Allah's messenger. And when the true love comes and enters the heart of the believer, then he is able to act upon anything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's messenger without any hesitation, without any opposition, without any confusion, without any questioning. And this is the true sign of a believer. So my respectful brothers and sisters in Islam, what have we learned today? We have learned that the key to paradise is, miftahul jannah is, la ilaha illallah. This key has its ridges, has its teeth. These teeth are seven. Al-ilm, which is knowledge. Al-yaqeen, which is certainty. Al-qabool, which is acceptance. Al-inqiyad, which is submission. Al-sidq, which is truthfulness. Al-ikhlas, which is sincerity. Al-mahabba, which is love. When the Muslims has all these things within himself, has knowledge of all these things, he implements all these seven conditions in his heart, upon his tongue, with his actions, then the key of Jannah will be given to this person. And glad tidings to this person, because no Muslim will enter Jannah without this key, miftahul Jannah. And no action of a Muslim will be accepted without this key, without miftahul Jannah. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may He grant us the ability, the tawfiq, to understand that La ilaha illallah is the success for a Muslim. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gathered the people of Makkah, what did he say? He said, "Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu." Say La ilaha illallah and you will be successful. That doesn't mean that they said it with a tongue. They knew. The people of Makkah knew what it meant to say La ilaha illallah, because they knew the meanings of La ilaha illallah. And like I said to you, and La ilaha illallah, wherever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said "Qulu," this refers not only to the statement, but belief of the heart, testification of the tongue, and actions of the limbs. And when all these three are combined with knowledge, with acceptance, with submission, with love, with sincerity, with truthfulness, then a person will be able to enter Jannah. If you bypass this and do any other action, whether it's fasting, whether it's doing hajj, whether it's doing charity, and you don't have the key, and you don't have the understanding of La ilaha illallah, then all your actions are away, are of no benefit. You will be from amongst the losers in the akhirah. Because without the key, you cannot enter Al-Jannah. Without the key, the door of Jannah will not open for you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi wa alayhim ajma'in 13 years with regards to La ilaha illallah. And La ilaha illallah is the pinnacle of Islam. La ilaha illallah is the da'wah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's the da'wah starts with La ilaha illallah. The da'wah ends with La ilaha illallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqimu bis salam.